Okay, so we are on the top of Kuf Dalet. I'm not. Someone wants to like, they should like compare the sound of my voice on the other recordings and on this recording, right? I'm just saying, right? I'm like, a little more pep in my step is the wrong word, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, says the Gemara, Hahu Yoma, and everyone else, you guys are all a little more tired, you know? So it's okay. Hahu Yoma Denach, right top of the page. Kuf Dalet Manalas? Okay. Hahu Yoma Denach. The Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, goes to Rabban and Tanisa. The rabbis made a fast. Ubar Rachame and they davened. Va'amre Koman da Amar Nachnafshe the Rebbe Yidaker Becharif. And they say any person who says that Rebbe's going to die or that he died, they should be stabbed with a sword. Meaning, I'm not going to allow it. Slika Amse the Rebbe. This is actually a very quote famous Gemara. Right? Famous if you know it, but it's a oft quoted Gemara. This story. So Slika Amse de Rebbe Le Igra. So the Amma, the woman who would the maids and Rebbe, she went up on the roof. Amra, El Yonim Mevakshin es Rebbe, Vatachtonim Mevakshin es Rebbe. They want Rebbe up there in Shemayim, and we want Rebbe down here. As Yehi Ratzon Shiakufu Tachtonim Es Hayonim. So it should be Hashem's will that the lower, the people down here should win. We should defeat the those in Shemayim. Kevin the Chazai Kama Zimne de Ala Beis Akise Vechalatz Tvilin. She saw that he was going to the bathroom so many times, and every time he would go, he would have to take his tefillin off. Rashi points out he had a chole meyayim. He had a stomach, whatever his ailment was, a stomach ailment. Which is interesting that we actually saw a Gemara earlier that said that it's like it's a good siman for a person to die from a chole meyayim, whatever that means. And every time a person has to go to the bathroom, take the tefillin off. So maybe he wears tefillin all day. So she saw he was taking his tefillin off and putting his tefillin on, going to the bathroom. It was bad for him. So Amra Yehi Ratzon Sheakufu Al Yonim Esat Hachtonim. So she said, so she davened that Shemaim should win out. So this is a big source for the idea of sometimes davening for a person to die. Right? Mm-hmm. Every time when we daven for someone to die, if they're in pain, it's very painful for them. Is there ever such a thing of davening for someone to die? So this is one of the proofs for that idea. But they wouldn't stop davening. So what happened? Shakla kuza shadya meigra la'ara. She took a jug, something like that. What says? A kuza,
an earthenware vessel.
There we go. And she threw it from the roof down to the ground. Ishtiku merachame. So they stopped. So like it shocked everybody. And they stopped davening. V'nach nafshin the rabbi, and he died. So this whole conversation. Like I said, it's all about this question. Like she was like trying so hard, basically, to get him to die. Is that okay?
Right.
It's not, and we assume that Amsa the Rebbe was like a very she was a tzedekah. She knew what she was doing. So fine. So then he died. So Amar le Rabbanan the Bar Kapara. So the Rabbanan said the Bar Kapara. Zil Ayin, go see. Is he alive? Did he die? So Azal Ashkechet Denach Nafshe. So he saw that he had died. Kari le Lavushe Bahajle Kari le Achore. So he tore his clothing, even like on the on the back also. Right? He tore his clothing all the way through. So pasach va'amar. So then he said arelim umetzukin achazu ba'ar nakodesh nitzchu arelim es hametzukin. Right. So the arelim and the metzukin were both right, two groups. Were both basically the same thing. Like the Rashi says malachim mitzadikim metzuke aretz. Right. So the malachim are pulling on the aron kodesh from one side. And tzaddikim are pulling on the Aron Kodesh from down here. And so they're both holding on to the Aron Kodesh. And what happened? That's why Arelim et the Mitzukim. So who won? Shemayim won. V'nashva Aron Kodesh. And the Aron Kodesh went up. So Amulei Nach Nafshe. So they said, oh, meaning like it's like code language, like did he die? Like what are you trying to say? You're trying to say that he died, right? So Amulehu Asun Kamrisu V'Anulo Kamina. You guys said it, not me. Why? Because whoever says well, that whoever died, he has to have the sword. So he didn't want to say. So he didn't say, but obviously he says, I'm not going to deny what you said. You said it, not me. Fine. Okay. B'shas b'tiras v'shal Rebbe, zakav etzber etzba'osav klaipimad. When Rebbe was dying, he took his 10 fingers and he pointed them to the sky. Amri ribono sha'olam, golo v'yadu alefanecha shi'agati b'eser etzba'osai b'torah, v'lo nainesi afilu b'etzba ketana. So you know that I worked with all 10 of my fingers. I worked hard and learning. And I didn't benefit even with one of my small fingers. Okay? So it should be your will that I should have shalom when I die, basically. I want to go to Shemayim, it should be shalom for me. So Yatza Baskal Va'amras, a heavenly voice came out and said, Yavo shalom yanuchu amishka vosam. So you'll come to peace and you will rest on your, rest on their mishkav, on their, you know, place of resting. So Gemara says, Amishkav chami b'alei. What? The Baskal said, Amishkav osam, on their resting place? It should say, on your resting place. And it's talking about Rebbe. So what's going on here?
Right.
So, Amishkav chami b'alei. So Gemara says, no, Mishzai lele Rebbe Chia bar Gamda. So this is a proof for Rebbe Chia bar Gamda. Why? Who said, Amr Rebbe Chia bar Gamda, Amr Rebbe Yossi ben Shaul, B'shah shat tzadik nifter min olam, that when a tzadik leaves the world, Omrim malachi asharet sevni HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The malachim come to Hashem and they say, Ribono Sha'olam, tzadik ploni ba. Right, so they say the following tzaddik is coming, like he doesn't know, but okay, fine. So Omla, he's the one who killed him, right? But Omlahem, so he says to them, Yavo tzaddikim, right? So he says, okay, the tzaddikim should come, the yatuli kraso, right? They should come and welcome him. Va'omrim lo Yavo bishalom yanuchu amishka vosam, and they say, come bishalom and rest on their resting place, mishka vosam. I think Rashi says no. No, I'm wrong. Oh yeah, Rashi says Yavo tzadikim v'yatzu v'likrasov v'yavo b'shalom v'achakach yanuchu tzadikim amishka v'osam. So what's going to happen? They're all going to come and they're going to welcome him, and then they will go back and rest back in their resting places. So the language of mishka v'osam refers to not the tzadik but to all the other tzadikim who then go back to their place after they welcomed him, and that's the language of mishka v'osam. But the point is, so the Baskal that said that, wow, so that's a proof that Rishi Bagam, that's correct. That's like what we say. Fine. That's what happens. Fine. So Amr Belazar, Bisharcha Tzadik Nifta Min Olam, Belazar says when a Tzadik dies, Shalosh Kitos Shamalachi Asharis Yotzos Likrosa, three groups of angels come to greet him. Achas Omeris Lo Babishalom. Achas Omeris Holech Nichecho. Achas Omeris Lo Yavo Shalom. Yanucha Mishko Osam. So these different phrases that they say when he leaves and he arrives, etc. Rashi says holich nichacho v'derech yeshara. Right, so he comes to shalom. He went on a good way, a good path, and then he's going to rest. He's going to rest in his proper resting place, like everyone else is resting in their resting places. B'shasha rasha neva min olam, when a rasha dies, shalosh kito shemalachei chavala yotzos zikraso. So when a rasha dies and he goes to wherever he's going to go, so the three malachim chavala, those, you know, malachim who are, you know, I guess like bad malachim, they come out, and achas ameret ein shalom. One says, you're not going to have any peace. Amar Hashem l'rishayim, v'achas, Amar Hashem l'rishayim. Hashem says, you're not going to have any peace. Achas ameret lo l'ma'atzeva yishkav. So they're going to say that you're going to rest, but in like a atzva, like sadness, like in a bad, it's going to be bad for you. V'achas ameret lo rida v'ashkava es arelim. Another one says you're going to go down, and you're going to, rest with the arelim. That's where you're going to stay. So they say bad things to him about he's done bad stuff, and he's gonna find himself in a bad place. Fine. Okay. Next mission. Kol zman shehi bebeis avio. So now we're talking again about the almana who has not yet collected her ksuba, and depending on where she lives, if she lives with in her husband's, you know, original house, or she decides to go back to her father's house, right? And how that impacts her ability to collect the ksuba. So says the Mishnah, Kol zman shehi bebeis avia, as long as she's living in her father's house, gova ksubasa la'olam. So there's no time at which the ability to claim the ksuba extinguishes. And we're going to see machlokas between the Chacham and Rebbe Meir in this. So the first opinion is, as long as she's in her father's house, she can always collect, forever. Kol zman she's based by law, but as long as she's in her, if she's living in her husband's house, gova ksubasa ad esim v'chamei shanu. She has 25 years. After 25 years are up, then she can't collect anymore. Okay. Why? She yesh b'chaf heishanim she'tase tova keneged ksubasa. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So Rebbe Meir says that when she's in her father's house, so then she can always collect it. She's being sustained by her father, and so then she can always come and claim the ksuba. But she's in the her husband's, you know, her former husband's house, so So then she's presumably, we see, being taken care of by the Yesomim. And during that time, she's able to, you know, she gets money from them, etc. And she helps other people out, and she gives money out to other people, etc. So she's, by the 25 years or so, she's already fully, you know, made use of their money. And at which point, it's considered like she's cashed out, basically. And now she doesn't collect it. Fine. That's what Meir says. Fine. The opposite. As long as she's in her husband's house, she can always collect the ksuba. She's in her father's house, she's in her father's house, then he says the opposite. The Chacham say that's when she can collect only for 25 years. Mesa, if she dies, Yorshem maskirin ksubasa ad esrim v'chamesh. And if she dies, then her Yorshim have, again, 25 years to mention her ksuba to be able to make sure they're able to collect this. We're going to see what's this machlokus between the Chacham and Rabbi Meir. So just take a look at Rashi for 1 second. Kozman shim ve'savia ve'yorshim zanos zanuahim zanuasham. They take care of her needs. Govak subasa kishetir. So she can get whatever she wants, and that's as long as she's in her father's house. Why? Because she is. So the yorshim are taking care of her, either ve'savia, even ve'savia, by the way. Right. So they're taking care of her there, but she can still collect the ksuba forever. But once she is living in the husband's house, so now while she's there, she's ta'aseh tova. Rashi says minichse yesomim. No, senes lechem umelach lishcheneha. Meaning that it's not the zonah she's getting, but that she's living in the house, so she'll like lend this to that person, then something to somebody else. Meaning she's living in their house, so she's not just taking her paycheck, whatever, for that amount she gets for her own sustenance, but she's part of the family. So since she's part of the family, so she's probably giving money away, right? And over 25 years, she'll give enough away that she's going to lose her. She'll have given enough of their money away. She can't now come and claim the money from them.
So where did they get this 25 years from? It's just some arbitrary...
Well, I guess the assumption is that over 25 years of giving away a small amount, that will eventually get you, it gets you, that's a, you know, if it's 100 mana, let's say, mm-hmm. right? So she's giving, four mana per year away, or four, whatever, one...
But come year 26,
one quarter, one 25th of mana.
They'll say, sorry, 25 is up and you're done.
Come year 26?
Yeah.
No, that's what we're going to see. We're going to talk about that, yeah. But once year 25 is up, then she can no longer collect ksuba anymore. Maybe she can stay. Maybe she can't. We'll see that. Can come up. But the point is that she's like, because she's part of the house. This is where Mayor's opinion. She's in the house. She's making use of their money, basically. So like she's used enough. 25 years is a long time, right? At that point, she's really using her money up, and then she can't claim anymore. The Chachamim said the opposite. They say she's in their house. Chacham Omrim Lohusku Esim Mechamish Rashi's Lohusku. It's not 25 is not about the money she's giving away, right? And the Chazal are not taking her ksuba away for that. What's it's about? Right? Meaning it's about how much time has to pass for someone not to claim money to assume that they're not going to claim it. They're not interested. So what they're saying is that once 25 years come, I can know pretty much for certain that she's not interested in the money. And she was mochelas. It's all this time. She didn't. Again, 20 years is a long time after her husband passed away. In a typical scenario, it's a long time for her to be a widow, right? So and all that time, she doesn't collect the ksuba. So, mechelsa. You can see she was mochelas. Hilkach, kozman, she was based by los. And therefore, as long as she's in her husband's house, so therefore, if she's in her husband's house, ein shtikasa mechila. So in her father's house, and she doesn't go to collect. I get it. It means that must mean she's not interested, right? But what if she's in the husband's house? What do we have another reason to assume that she's not collecting? So Rashi says, yeah, there's one other reason. She's in the husband's house. I'll tell you why. Kozman she based by la ein shtikasa mechila. Why? Ela b'pesh mechabdeno sahi he bosha limchos al ksubas. So why is that? Because she's living in the house. It's like awkward. She's in the house taking care of her, so she's not going to ask. So to put a cap on it is not fair, because maybe the reason she's not claiming is not because she's mocheles. The reason she's not claiming is because it's awkward, because she's living in the house with them and they're taking care of her and giving her things and, you know, they mechabit her, etc. So if she doesn't claim it, maybe that's not because she was mechala. She just doesn't claim it because it's an awkward thing to claim the money. So the fact that she didn't say anything is not a reason. But if she's in the Beis Aviyah, she's not living with them, even if they're paying for her. They're sending money. But it's not as awkward because she's not living as a part of their house. Right? But Beis Aviyah, Mishishaska, Kafei Shana, Mechili. But for 25 years, we can assume Beis Aviyah, then she's being mechala. So really, the fundamental question is, what's the reason why we're after 25 years, the time's up? According to Rabbi Meir, it's because she's actually cashed out the money. She's used their money and given away, right? According to, and therefore, it's only in Beis Aviyah, in Beis Bialah, that happens. But in Beis Aviyah, that's not going to happen, so she can always collect. But according to the Chachamim, it's all because of you assume it's a mechila after that amount of time. So that's only true if she's in her father's house. But if she's in her husband's house, so then she, there's no reason, maybe I have another reason to assume she was quiet, not because she was mechila.
Now, the previous Mishnah had said that if she stays in her father's house, then the Yorshim have the right to cut her off. Right?
From a Zonos.
From a Zonos.
If she loses me
based Abba. But not from the Ksuba.
No, if she says, I don't want to say, I mean, if she loses me based Abba, they can say, if you're with us, we'll pay you. If not, not, right? Yeah.
Right. Because here it sounds like...
Well, she has to have some reason. Right? She could say, it's because it's not appropriate, you're young guys, it's not right. Okay. You're right. So maybe that this is the case where she has reason to be staying in her father's house.
Okay.
That's all right. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. And by the way, right now, but also right now, all we're saying is talking about whether she can claim the ksuba. We're not talking about whether the chayav mizonos. So it could be she's there and they say, we're not taking care of you. But she still can come back and claim the ksuba. Yeah. Okay. So says the Gemara as follows. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Ani yoshev Yisrael ad esim v'cham yishanim u'marse bas baitus ad esim v'cham yishanim. I don't understand. The poorest person, 25 years to pay it up, and Marta bas baitus was a very, very extraordinarily wealthy woman. So she, you know, it's the same, basically. It's like it's the same amount for both groups. Doesn't really seem to make sense, right? The amount of money they have in one house versus the amount of money they have in a different house, it's not going to be the same, according to Rav Meir. So what's going on here? So Amalei lefum gam la shichna. You're right. According to the camel, is its burden, whatever. Meaning, you're right. It's not. We have to figure out. You know, we'll figure out for each person a little bit to make sure it makes sense. So Yibayel the Rav Meir maoshet shalish. So he goes. Then he asks another question. According to Rav Meir, can I be mishalish? Doesn't mean to be mishalish. So he says, "Ma'oshet tishalish." Rashi says, "Lemari meir the time of mishum tovas," because she's paying the money out. "Ma'oshet tishalish," meaning shenachshov tovasa lecheshbon ksubasa lefi cheshbon hashanim lahavsa the kol shana achas me'ashim chamish. Meaning, do we say, well, it's, you waited, you know, 13 years or 12 and a half years, so you gave away 50% of your ksuba, and now you only get 50%. So do we say that? Okay, is it prorated?
Right.
Tishalish, which means is it prorated, right? So do we do that or not? So any answers? Take you. I don't know. Meaning, do we say if she could wait 24 years and 6 in 11 months and still claim the whole ksuba? Right? In which case, that's what she should do, probably, right? Maybe she should claim it first and invest it, I don't know, whatever. But she could wait until the last moment, right? So or is that going to, as the clock ticks, do we take more money away? He says, not sure. Okay. So the Chachamim calls one. And the Chachamim tell us the opposite of word, right? So, okay. So Amalei Abaye, the Rav Yosef. Asai kodem shkia sachama v'govik subasa la'acha shkia sachama lo gavya. Bahi porsa achilsa. So he asked the most extreme question. I don't get it. So if she comes 1 minute before shkia on the last day of the 25th year, good. Then she wasn't mochel, right? But if she comes 2 seconds later, she was mochelas. Like really, right? So Amalei in, and the answer is in. It's a very good answer. It's a very important answer. He says yes. Call me that's chachamim keni. That's always meaning you're right. It's arbitrary. First of all, it's not arbitrary, but it's a general principle which you have to give some definition to. And once we gave the definition, then we're solid on the definition. Even though in that example, maybe it's not true, but we have to give general rules, right? So he says, I mean, and the Chachamim always do that, right? By Abayim Sa, Tovel, right? When it goes Abayim Sa, Tovel Abayim Sa, Chaser Kortiv, Ein Yachalit Baban, right? If you have, you need to have arbaim sana mikvah. Why? Because that's the amount of water it takes to cover a whole person. If you have missing a quarter, which is a tiny, teeny amount of water, the person can't be covered in that also. It can be. Okay, but the halacha is, Chazal said arbaim sa, so it becomes arbaim sa. That's how it goes. What do you want? Because if you don't, then what? Then every person just does whatever they want. Right? Right. Then you have no rules, right? So that can't be. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So his answer basically is like, yes, that is how it is. Sorry. Like that, because that's how the general framework is set up. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Hey, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Lefnei Rabbi. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi gave testimony in front of Rabbi. Sha'am Rishum, he said it in his father's name. Oh, this whole conversation is when? Shazam Shah. Something like that. Okay? Meaning, no shayla. If she has a ksuba, she has a ksuba, she has a piece of paper. Right? If she has a shtar, she has a shtar. You can always be gover with a shtar. This whole conversation, if she doesn't have a shtar. Okay? Rabbi Yalaza Amar, I feel your shtar ksuba, yotzim itachas yadea. Ain't a gover, elai asfim v'chamei shanim. And Rabbi Yalaza says, no, this machlokas is even in a scenario where she has a shtar. Fine. So now we're going to bring some proofs in each direction. So Mesir Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes brought you an attack. He says the following. Balchov Gova Shaloba Eskara. Now Balchov can be Gova even without Haskar. Rashi says Shaloba Eskara. Im Shasak Eshim Vechame Shanim Velo Micha Alchova Lo Hivsi Bekach. Right? That she can, the Balchov, this is not the woman. Right? This is a Balchov, a person's owed money. Right? Can be Gova even without ever mentioning anything. Right? He's quiet for all this time. He can still collect. So hey chidami, what's the case? He doesn't have a star, but my gave, right? Meaning, if the case is that he wasn't holding a star, I'll just collect the money, right? So it must be ella to nakishtara. Must be that he needs a star. That he has a star. Ubarachov who the lav barachulehu haamanach yosahu. Right. So, and it sounds like who are you referring specifically to? Abarachov. Abarachov is the one who, even with the star in his hand, right, can never be, isn't going to be mochel, and he can always collect, right? And what does that mean? Who's excluded? An almana, right? That even with the star, sounds like she would still not be able to collect. Okay, so you think that's, so we might, that may be a problem. Who most of the love, who my fire collects? He said, no, I'll explain to you why it's not a problem. Why? Olam the lo nakashar. No, the case is what? The Balchav didn't have a star. So how is he collecting if he doesn't have a star? V'hacha, mayaskinan, kishachayev moda. The case is where the guy who owes him the money has already admitted that he owes the money. So then the question is, you know, can he how much time he was by before he can collect? But it's not a case where he has a star. In which case, it's no attack. No, it's not a problem for us. Okay. V'ham Rabbi La Shonin Grusha. So I thought Rabbi La said that we teach Grusha Rei Kabachov. I thought we said a Grusha is like a Bachov, right? So hey Chadami. But my gavya, if you say the case that she doesn't have a ksuba, then what's she collecting with? Alav, then keep the ksuba, right? So really must be that she is holding the ksuba. Ugrushahi, the lav basachulahi, right? But in a grusha, again, a woman who already has a, who has her get, is a person who is not a basachulahi. Ha'amana achilsa, but maybe an amana would be, right? Rashi says, grusha harehi kibalchov, legabos la'olam. Shaloba haskara divided lo machla, right? The grusha for sure is not mochelis, right? As opposed to an amana, maybe whose husband passed away. Meaning the grusha, presumes the point is that she's been divorced, so we don't assume that she's gonna ever be mochelis,
right?
She's not gonna give up that money, right? But an amana, maybe she would be mochelis. It's possible. So, but maybe it's grusha specifically, but an amana, right? But an amana maybe could be mochelis and has a star in her hand. So hachanami kishachai. So Gemara says no. No, the case is where the person who owes the money is mo to the other money. And that's why. So not a problem. Amr Nachman Yitzchak. Tani, Nachman Yitzchak says, we taught the following. Tani, Rav Yehuda, Bar Kaza, B'masinsa, Rav Yehuda, Bar Kaza, taught in a Mishnah. The Bay Bar Kaza, Tavak Subasa. Someone from the house of Bar Kaza, who again was a Chacham, they went and tried to talk with Ksuba. Harehi. Or ksuba harehi kibetchila. It's like at the beginning. Meaning, Rashi says harehi betchila umona kafe shana mishad tivia. Meaning, whenever someone goes ahead and they're tovei the ksuba, that the Bei Bar Kasa, what they said in the base manager of Bar Kasa was that a Tavuk Subasa, if she goes to collect, she restarts the clock. Meaning whenever she comes to collect, so now we say, okay, we get another 25 years before she has to come back. I mean, she's Toveya and it didn't work and she didn't get it, whatever, but the fact that she asked the question, so it, and she went after it, so that restarts the clock. And what they said also was, if the Starchov is in her hand, the Starchov is in her hand, she can always collect, forget the 25 years. Right? So that seems to be a proof that we have this opinion that this whole machlokas is only if she doesn't have the star. If she has a star, she can always collect. Okay. So Shalach Rav Nachman bar Chisel Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. Tell me already. Kishestar ksuva yotzim tachas yadeha yada machlokas or kishein star ksuva yotzim tachas yada. Which one is it? The halacha could even be. And what's the halacha? Whatever the machlokas is, what's the halacha? So Shalach Le, she responded to him. The machlokas is when she doesn't have a star. If she has a star, no machlokas. So number one, if she has a ksuba, this whole 25 years thing is nothing to talk about. So let everyone let your wife know. Hold on to the ksuba for other reasons also, but fine. She had the ksuba. About star ksuba yotzi mitachas yada gobek ksuba sliolam. V'alacha kedivrei chachamim, and the halacha is like the chachamim. Right, who had said that this whole 25 years thing, even for a woman who doesn't have a star, that's only going to be when she is in her father's house, right? But if she's in the husband's house, then the reason she's not saying anything is because she maybe she's embarrassed, right? So that's how we paskin. Okay. So kiyas Rav Dimi, I'm Rav Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi Mishim Bar Kapara Lo Shanu Ella Mana Masayim. So fine. So first of all, we said the machlokas is only when she has another star. If she has a star, nothing to talk about. And the answer to the machlokas is we pass not the chacham. Fine. But now another point. So this next point is that this whole conversation is only about the mana masayim, right? About the ikur ksuba, right? The mana, the masayim for a basula and mana for a non-basula. About tosefes, the extra yeshla. That for sure she gets. Why? Because presumably that's not considered ksuba. That's a matana he gave her. Right? When he says, I'll give her extra money, he offers her extra money. That's not ksuba. That's extra money. So that she can always get. Rabbi Yevo, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I feel the Tosefes ain't la. And Rabbi Yevo says, Rabbi Yochanan, no, the Tosefes also she doesn't get. Meaning it's all connected. The Amr Rabbi Evo, Amr Ivo, Amr Rabbi Yanai, Tanai ksuba, ksuba. And meaning it's not ksuba. I mean, the other response is, what do you mean it's not the ksuba? Of course the ksuba. It's the extra ksuba money that was written in the ksuba. So whatever the ksuba, whatever is there for the ksuba, is there for the tosefes also, because it's connected to it. Fine. Okay, it manami, Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Rabbi Huna, Amr Rav, Lo Shanu Ella, Mana Masayim. They also said, this is only true about the Mana Masayim, about tosefes, Yeshla, but she gets the tosefes. Amr Rabbi Abba, the Rav Huna, Amarav, Hachi Amarle. So he says to him, really? Did you really say that? So, so he says, sorry. Amarle Rabbi Abba, the Rav Huna, Amarav, Hachi. Sorry, that's a question. He says, did the Rav really say that? Did you really say that? So Amarle, Ishtikan Kamris? Oh, a shki on Congress. So he says, did you say that to me because you want to shut me up? You said to me because you think I'm wrong? Or did you say it because you want to give me a l'chaim? A shki, give me a drink. Meaning to celebrate me. It's a nice way to you can use right. That one. Right. Did you say? Did you mean that as a right. As a shtach? Did you mean that as a beautiful? Right? So Amalei, shtikin kamina. I meant it to say your shut your mouth. That's what I meant. I meant to tell you that it's wrong. That's why I asked you. Really? Really meaning what you say is ridiculous. Okay. Okay? Fine? Good. Okay. Chamse de Ravchia Aricha Insis Achua Havai. Okay, so ready? Ravchia's mother-in-law was also his
brother's wife. Mother-in-law was his sister-in-law.
His mother-in-law was his sister-in-law, meaning he was marrying his niece. Yes? That makes sense?
His brother-in-law was his brother's wife.
His mother-in-law. His brother was marrying his aunt.
His mother-in-law.
Wait a second.
No, he was marrying the daughter of his sister-in-law. So he's marrying his niece.
Mother-in-law.
I think so. I don't think it really matters. But I think it's right.
Mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. Is your sister? If your mother-in-law,
she had a daughter from a previous marriage, was married to the Aricha.
So it's not her really; it's her niece
correct.
By marriage.
Correct.
Okay, fine. Okay, so I think it's mother to marry. I'm not saying you should, but I think that's like I don't know. A niece, I think it's mother. I think not to marry your niece, right? Yeah, okay, I think so. Okay. Fine. So that's the relationship here. Okay, what happened? The point is that his mother-in-law. His brother had died. Okay? His brother died, so his mother-in-law was also his sister-in-law who was a widow. Right? And she's being taken care of in her husband's house. Okay? Vizona Eshim V'chameshanin. So, what did he do? He took care of her. Right? He was the Yorish, because he was the brother. So he took care of her for 25 years. B'bei Nostra. Lesof Amrelei Havli Mizoni. At the end of 25 years are up. This is not a very good story. You'll see. At the end, she says to him, "Okay, where's my why did my money dry up? Why aren't you still giving mizonos?" Amrala, he said to her, "Leis lach mizoni. You have no mizonos anymore. Havli ksuba. Okay, so then give me my ksuba. Amrala, lo mizoni itzlach, but lo ksuba itzlach. You have neither. So you know what? Now he's giving her nothing." Right, because presumably what he's saying is, you've used up all my money. I'm done. I don't have to pay anymore. So Tavase Ladina. So she brought him. So I always tell people, let's resolve this without Beis Din. Right, but they went to Beis Din. Okay. So if you want to bring your friend with the Beis Din, you're in trouble. So Tavase Ladina. She brought him to Beis Din. Kameh the Rabbi Bar Shila, in front of Rabbi Bar Shila. So Amalei Izi Gufa de Uvda Hechi Hava. He says, tell me the story. Like what happened here? So Amalai, he said, Zanisa Esim V'chaim Beisham, I took care of her for 25 years. Bebei Nasa, in her husband's house. Bechayai Damar, Bekasfai Amtela. And I'll tell you, on your life, I carried all of her mizonos on my own shoulders. Meaning I delivered food to her every single day. So Amalai, Tamimai, Amarabanan, Kozman Shiba Beis Baila, Gobek Subasa, Laolam. Right, so he said, I'll tell you, why the Rabbanan say that when a woman is in her husband's house all the time, again, this is what the Chachamim said, right? She can always consume her ksuba. Why? Right? Because she's not going to want to say. Right? So the reason why she didn't claim her ksuba all these years, she didn't want to say. So hachanami, mishum kisufahu, delotava. And so why did she not claim from you? The same reason, she was embarrassed. I mean, you've been taking care of her all this time so beautifully, but that's why she didn't ask you for more. So she wasn't mochalas on the ksuba. 25 years doesn't mean anything. And we passed that to Chachamim so she can get the money.
She didn't know that come the 25 years.
Yeah, she should have. Someone should have given her a little advice. You know, maybe she, I don't know. She didn't learn, yeah, she didn't learn daf kuf dal in sechas ksubas. I don't know. You know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So he says, Zil havla. So give her their money. So what happened? Lo ashkach. He didn't listen. He didn't want to do it. So kas of la adrachta anichse. So this person is, sorry, Rabbi Bar Shila. So Rabbi Bar Shila wrote her a claim. Yeah, a claim note that says that she can claim the money because it's whose property? It's not his property. It's her husband's property. Whatever, right? That he had yarshin from her. So also came to the rabbis. They came to Rava. Amalei chazimar hechi danan. So he comes to Rabbi and says that basically Rabbi Rashid, like, you know, look what he did to me. Look what he paskin for me. So Amalei, Shabri Danach, he goes, what do you mean? He said the right thing. He gave me the right psak. So Amalei, so she gets greedy. So she says, I'm fine. Iachi, leza lahadali pire, dimina hu yoma, adin. She goes, now only do I want my money. Now the field's making money all this time. I want also the profits. Right, that have come through during the time, from the time that he paskin in my favor until now. Amala achved le'adrachtich. He says, show me the shtar. Chazia de lahava kasuba. So he saw when she gave it to him, and now he starts to like pay attention to it. And he looks, so it doesn't say in there. V'ishtumudana de nechasim elu de misna einon. So he didn't have the right wording, basically. He didn't have the wording in there that says, basically, the nechasim are the nechasim of the brother. I didn't say that in there. So Amala Adrachta Lav Shapir Ksiva. He says, wait a second, this star is written wrong. It's not correct. So Amale, she says, fine. Tezel Adrachta Ishku Miyoma de Shlime Yuma Achrazasa. She says, fine. So I don't need the money from the time that the star is written. I need the time from the time that they announced it, they'd be able to pronounce out loud that he owes the money from that time. So Amrla Hanimili Hechid Lo Kasiv Ta'usa Badrachta. Because that's fine if there wasn't a mistake in the star. Ava Hechid the Kasiv Ta'usa Badrachta Lesabai. Because no, this star is no good. You can't claim with it at all because he wrote a mistake. It's a mistaken star. It was written with a mistake. So Amrla. V'ha mar hu da amar. So now you can see she's a little bit of she's still tam chacham. She says, but wait a second, you paskin v'ha mar hu da amar achrayis to sofru. Right, when there's a mistake written in the star, so it's just a to sofer. That's not a. It doesn't mean that. Like meaning we know what it's supposed to say in the star. If it doesn't say that, and there was a mistake there, that's okay. That we can still be because the problem in the star but was that it says that she can claim even from the brother-in-law's property, which is not true. She can only claim from the husband's property. Husband. Right, so that was a mistake. She goes, but you know, meaning Achrayas is like the leaned property, right? If it's not written correctly, so that's a mistake. Obviously, it's a mistake. So, Amar la Rava, Baha, Lake Lamema Tausofer. He can't say his Tausofer. Who, the Baha, Afila Rabbi Barshilatai, Meikara. Because here, Rabbi Barshil himself made a mistake. Meikara, who suffered, what was his mistake? At first, he thought, Hani Vahani Dide. Right, Mali Mahani, Mali Mahani. And he thought, it's fine. Let him collect from the brother. Let him collect from the actual guy. Like, who cares? It's all the same. It's all the same money, right? So he'll collect from this property or that property. It's the same thing. At the end of the day, it's all the same value, right? So and Veloi, but we don't pass him that way. Why? Why don't we say let her collect either from the brother-in-law or from the brother? Because Zimnin de Azla u Meshabach Alehu u de Baila Mechasvek. What might happen? So let's say she takes the actual brother stuff, right? His property, right? So not the property that the brother yarshin from the other brother. So she takes his property, right? And then she works the field and he makes it nice. And then in the meantime, he takes a break, and the property that she has a real lien on, right? Which is the original husband's property starts to go bad, and then the brother says, you know what? Let's switch. That property is actually yours. This property is actually mine. And now they swap, and now he gets the property that she took care of, and everything's great, and she's stuck with the bad property. So the properties are technically the same, because the original property that he has, that she has to lean on, is the husband's. We always say you must take that property now, because otherwise she's going to end up getting messed over. So what's going to happen? He'll say to her, take yours, and I'll keep mine back. And then they're going to start saying bad things about Beis Din, that they didn't take care of the money. I don't think it means, by the way, that she couldn't claim the money at all in the end. Meaning, at the end of the day, it sounds like he was still, the stock still was that he had to pay her, right? Mm-hmm. It was just that her other claims of getting extra money, that wasn't going to work. But Rabbi was still upholding the psak of Rabbi Barshila that he still had to pay.
And couldn't she go back to the Beis Din and ask
for a new
they give her a claim star,
right? The star was a mistake. Can you rewrite the star or something? Maybe
just wrote it.
Yeah, maybe. But the bottom line is that in this case, the psak still would be that she could always continue the claim because she was living in the husband's house, according to Chachamim. That would be the 25 years doesn't take place in such a case. All right, shkoyach, hadron alach. Hanose, and now we have one parak left. We got to make our plans for a siyum. It's a shame.